Hi, welcome to the Co-Management Blastoff series. Today we're going to be talking about how to configure your devices in Azure Active Directory. I'm Adam Harbour, Product Marketing Manager.
I'm Sandeep Deal. I'm Program Manager for Devices in Azure AD.
Can we take a look at some demos?
Yep. So I'm going to switch to my desktop. And I have a few virtual machines that I have created in Azure AD. I'm going to click on the one that is for Azure AD Join, and I'll show you how simple it is to do Azure AD Join. I'm signing in with my local account. It's the administrator account. Again, for Azure AD Join, you don't have to do this. You can do that as part of your out-of-the-box experience. But for those who have already signed in into a Windows 10 device that's not domain joined and have signed in with their administrative credentials, they can go into the settings, then go into accounts, go into the access work or school, and then hit connect. Here you'll see an option to do join this device to Azure Active Directory. Right? You click on that. I'm going to give the name that I have for my Azure AD account. What this is going to go do is it's going to first register the device to your tenant, and then because my tenant has also been configured for auto MDM enrollment with Intune, this device is also going to get enrolled to Intune for device management. As you can see, it took less than, 30 seconds or 15 seconds to finish this. So it's as simple as that, right? Now I'm going to go back and connect to that device using my Azure AD account, right? So I was logged out. I have to go back into the same virtual machine. Let's try and connect back to that same VM. And this time I'm going to use my Azure AD account. So we just saw how easy it was to do an Azure AD join, right? It took, less than 15 seconds. Now let me show you, once you have a device that's Azure AD join and it's enrolled to Intune, how you can use Intune's compliance policies to evaluate the device compliance and use that as a control in conditional access. That's going back to one of the value props we mentioned earlier on how getting devices to Azure AD helps you in enabling device-based conditional access. And let me show you how to do that. So I'm going to go into this is a portal where I've already signed in for my tenant. I'm looking at the compliance policies that I've set. I'm going to look at the policies. So I've created one compliance policy called device security compliance policy, and I'll quickly show you what I've configured that to. Look at the properties. What I've done is I've configured it with two settings, and those are for my device security, which is both my antivirus as well as my firewall. So what this policy is saying is if a device, as long as the device has the firewall and antivirus turned on and is being monitored, the device is going to be compliant. And if it is not, the device will be marked non-compliant, right? So that's the policy we have set. Now let's, as part of the demo, I want to go and to that same VM that we had done in Azure AD join, I'm going to change the configuration to make it non-compliant. And the way I'm going to do that is I'll go into the update and security panel. I'll go into Windows security. I'll go into the firewall and network protection. And I'm going to turn the public thing off. Okay? And this is going to basically make the device as non-compliant. Let me show you one additional thing that we have done. which is I've gone and set a conditional access policy, and you can get to a conditional access experience either through Intune, or you can go through Azure Active Directory and go through the conditional access menu. As you can see here, I have quite a few policies, but the one that I have enabled for this demo is for SharePoint Online, right? And what I've done here is I've set the scope to my team, right? This, it's Sandeep's team that I've selected as the scope. The app that I've selected here is SharePoint Online. And these are the key controls that I have enabled for conditional access. And going again back to the device-based conditional access, I've enabled these two controls, one being require device to be marked as compliant or require hybrid Azure AD joined device, right? And in my option, I'm saying I require either of these controls to be present. And I've enabled this policy. Now, if you go back, if you look at the demo that we did, this device is a pure Azure AD joined device. But because it's enrolled with Intune, it can also basically get assessment done by Intune for its compliance, right? Now, I'm going to quickly show you what is the current state of the device as reported by Intune. So let's look at device compliance. Where is it? Okay, policy compliance, sorry. You can see this device is now being marked as non-compliant. Now let's do a quick check whether the policy is being triggered or not. So I'm going to quickly try and access a SharePoint site. There you go. So it's saying your IT department is ensuring that the device is up to date, which means because the policy was set for it to be required to be marked compliant, and because the device was not compliant, you know, the access from that device to this corporate resource is blocked. And that's basically, you know, how the policy got kicked in and the access to your resource was blocked because the device was not compliant. Again, this is the value you get by bringing device to Azure AD. If you did not bring your device to Azure AD, you wouldn't have been able to use these controls to block access to your resource. Now let's go quickly look at another demo for doing a hybrid Azure AD join. It's again a very straightforward process. All you need to do is, depending again the mechanism you have for your authentication. If you're using modern authentication like pass-through authentication, PTA, or password hash sync, PHS, then all you need to do is enable SCP, which is a service connection point that is needed for the devices to identify the tenant info. And once that is configured by your admin, the devices are good to go and silently, non-interactively go register with your Azure AD tenant. That's how simple a hybrid Azure AD join is. So let me show you a quick way to do a hybrid Azure AD join. Again, once the SCP information is configured by your admin through Azure AD Connect, all the user needs to do is log into the machine, and the device is going to go ahead and complete registration in the background. Okay, so the way I'm going to quickly check if this device is hybrid Azure AD joined or not is by running a command called dsregcmd/status. And here's some pieces of information where if you look at the device state, it says it's Azure AD joined is yes, domain joined is yes as well. Another key piece of information here is whether this has Azure AD PRT, the SSO state, and it says yes. And we can quickly do a demo for single sign-on. PRT is basically the artifact. It's called primary refresh token. It is the artifact that allows you to get single sign-on experience with your cloud resources. So this device now, because it has a PRT, I have I don't have to really sign in when I'm trying to access my cloud resource. And let me quickly show you that. If I'm accessing portal.office.com, won't ask me for a username password. Bingo, there you go, right? So again, single sign-on, a very, very key value prop for our customers, which helps with maximizing end-user productivity, right? You get that because your device is registered and has an identity in Azure AD. Again, if your device didn't have that, you wouldn't get the SSO, right? As simple as that. So again, this is some of, like, again, I didn't show you a whole lot of other demos in the interest of time, but this is what shows you the value of why you should care of bringing your devices into Azure AD and how that helps with the overall co-management experiences where your devices could be managed either by Configuration Manager or by Intune, but as long as they have an identity in Azure AD, you get to leverage and, you know, benefit from all of the experiences that we talked about.
Absolutely, and I think it shows how foundational identity and Azure Active Directory are to co-management. So we talked about Azure AD Join, hybrid Azure AD Join. Why don't we quickly recap the differences?
You know, just to recap the differences here, as we said earlier, you know, hybrid Azure AD Join is where you're joined to both your on-premises Active Directory as well as your Azure AD tenant. In case of your Azure AD Join, your sole trust is your Azure AD tenant. Your device is purely joined to that tenant, right? In terms of the applicability, you know, hybrid Azure AD Join works for Windows 10, which we call as Windows Current Devices, as well as Windows Down Level. When we talk about Azure AD Join, it's only applicable for Windows 10. In terms of the experiences, we sort of showed you through the demos, hybrid Azure AD Join, as you saw, was seamless. The end user doesn't have to really do anything. It's non-interactive. Whereas in Azure AD Join, barring experiences like bulk provisioning and self-service deployment, there is user interaction either during UBI or as part of your settings connect experience. And the last piece, which is again a key piece when it comes to co-management, you can be in a state where the device is a hybrid Azure AD Join and it can still participate in co-management, where you can continue to push your group policies and continue to execute your workflows using Configuration Manager, as well as you can start to derive the cloud value by enrolling these devices into Intune and pushing MDM policies, monitoring compliance, using them in device-based conditional access and so on. And similarly with Azure AD Join, you can also use Azure AD Join devices using Intune to push SCCM, deploy SCCM client. And then once SCCM client is deployed on those devices, you can continue to use your on-premises infrastructure to execute any workloads you have. So again, not a whole lot of differences there, but key part here is regardless of which state your devices are in, you can still truly participate in a co-management experience.
Great, so shown some demos, talked a lot about this topic today, plenty more materials on the web, but how should a customer, if they're interested now, think of some next steps to get started?
Again, we talked about hybrid Azure AD Join. The best way to get a device to hybrid Azure AD Join is by getting on the latest version of Azure AD Connect. That's the one that will help you to configure your service connection point. It will also enable devices to perform a sync join. Again, next steps, bring all your devices to Azure AD. Don't hesitate. You've seen the value, right? We want your resources, your data to be protected. We also want your end users to be highly productive. Leverage some of the experiences we showed, like single sign-on, conditional access. Get on the journey to passwordless, right? Again, all of our you know, employees in Microsoft, we've sort of deployed Windows Hello. Everybody's using PINs or face recognition. Those days are gone where, you know, we need to really enter passwords. Yeah, there's once in 90 days or 120 days where I have to and I forget and I have to go do a self-service password reset. But get on that journey, right? And if you have any suggestions, any feedback, please visit our forum. Give us any ideas or any feedback that you have. And please reference the blog that we have for the co-management blastoff, where we have all the necessary links and all the necessary information for you to learn about how to bring your devices into Azure AD.
Great. Well, thank you for all your time today and details and demos. That was fantastic. And thank you for watching. You could learn more by visiting the companion blog for this video. And in general, for the entire blog series and more videos, please visit our co-management Blastoff site.